Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Walmart Inc. managed to rebound in 1993 when it introduced its in-house brand, Great Value. I don't know why you're laughing, Jody. To the people in America, Great Value is a known exciting brand.
You get, well, the Americans listening to this were whooping and hollering.
You've had Coca-Cola?
Yeah.
Have you ever had Great Value Cola?
I haven't.
It's cheaper.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
It's like everything that you know, but then they make their own version. It's a bit cheaper.
There's about 3 million podcasts in the world, I think, and most of them are bad. I'd say at this point in time.
Opening a new Walmart affects smaller businesses in the neighborhood.
Jody, you're going to have to take a fucking pair of garden shears to this episode. Seriously.
The Year Is with Red and Bobby.
Welcome to The Year Is podcast, the podcast where every episode we go back to a year in history. We talk about the weirdest, the most interesting, the strangest things from that year. My co-host is Red Richardson. I'm Bobby Mayer. And this week, we have a birthday boy on the podcast.
Yes, it was my birthday 2 days ago.
I don't actually know how old you turned.
I turned 34.
I was going to guess older.
Really? Why?
Because you're so mature.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it was 2 days ago. So when you're hearing this, it will have been 9 days ago.
You carry yourself
like an older person.
Yeah.
The elderly statesman of the podcast.
Yeah. Like a town crier.
Mm-hmm. And if you like me, share my special as a birthday present.
We can't have every intro to the podcast be
you. We can if you
talking.
Want. The Red Richardson special, YouTube. Where have you been if you haven't watched it? There's been some nice comments, actually. One of my favorite comments, the guy said, this solidifies...
Can I read my favorite comment?
Yeah, I'll read mine first because I know what you're going to read. This is the nasty one. Mine says, my favorite one says, this solidifies Red's position as the most important member of the Year Is podcast team. I think Jody's also up there with me, but he doesn't know Jody.
That is one comment that got 2 likes, but there is a comment that got 5 likes that says, the Susan Boyle of stand-up, truly inspiring triumph of talent over genetics.
Mm-hmm.
Great stuff. Loved every second. I don't think there's ever been a worse compliment.
I wrote underneath, I said, this is the best worst thing anyone's ever said to me. Because it's like, you're great. You look like shit.
It makes me...
Yeah, no, that was a good one. I don't know. But you loved every second of it. So I really enjoyed this for free, by the way, as well. I enjoyed it for free. I'm going to tell the guy who spent all his money on it. It was great, but also he's ugly.
And people have been sending you money. You've got quite, like, for anyone who watches the special, maybe didn't click in the comments underneath, people have been sending you money to thank you for the special,
they have indeed,
right?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That is good. £15.
Like each?
Each, yeah. So 1,000. So I've made 15 grand in 2 days.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I've made £15. So if you want to...
Red, I was trying to talk it up.
I know. It's
like it's going great and you've made a bunch of money.
I think maybe a bit more. I'm just trying to guilt them, the listeners who got it for free. Because the best things in life are free, apparently.
The best things in life you should pay Red for is actually...
You should pay something.
I mean, I'm looking at you and then looking at Susan Boyle.
You don't look anything like her. No. There was one guy who said I look like that Mexican guy. He looked like me. Umberto, you remember that one?
The guy who Instagrammed you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy because you look exactly like him. What was his name?
Something Juan Umberto, something. He messaged me just going, you're the bastard son of this guy. And he doesn't even follow me, this guy. He didn't even say, oh, what's your special? And he just felt like inclined to reach out and say, I look like someone. Which, fair enough.
Are you just going on your phone now?
I'm just trying to find who what the guy was called. He was called Umberto Smala. Is that how you say it, Jody?
And he looks exactly...
Yeah, that's exactly it.
That's
he does look exactly like you. How do you spell his name?
U-M-B-E-R-T-O. Smala.
How do you spell Smala?
S-M-A-I-L-A.
He's an Italian actor.
No, he's Italian. I said Mexican.
Okay.
We had it before when we started the podcast. I think someone said that.
The same guy. You do look... Mm-hmm. Yeah, he looks exactly like you.
How is he doing?
Well, he's still alive, is rare for old people that look like you. So, Umberto Smala is an Italian actor, composer, comedian, television personality, entrepreneur, and musician.
That's me. That is pretty much me.
Well,
and him met when we were like high on
you
magic
are an
mushrooms.
Actor. Have you ever composed anything?
I made some tracks, yeah. I helped Josh with the intro. Josh Weller.
I hate our intro song. The year is...
Well, you compose your own one, then.
Okay, so
make
you compose... I just did.
Okay.
it was a spin-off of the original.
Yeah, sure.
So, comedian. You are a comedian. Television personality. Mm-hmm. You were Big Baby in ITV2's stand-up sketch show.
Yeah, and I was a boxer.
And a boxer in ITV2's mm-hmm. stand-up sketch show. Entrepreneur. You've started your own podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
And then musician.
Well, that
covers composer.
Yeah.
Well, all composers aren't musicians. Well, they are, but not pub. Like, they're more known for the writing.
We've had an
argument
about this before, haven't we? On the podcast.
No, that was conductor, right?
Oh, that was conductor. Yeah.
And you said a conductor was.
Yeah. No, we don't have to go back into it. But that's.
So he was born in Verona
mm-hmm.
in the early 70s. He co-founded with a few people a cabaret ensemble. So mm-hmm. he started in cabaret. You started in stand-up. And then, yeah, he had a good career. He's the founder of the brand Smalia's, a chain of restaurants and nightclubs that specialize in live music. So he's really laid out a roadmap for your future.
He's had the life I would love to have, to be honest.
Comedy, music, owning some nightclubs. You look like you own a nightclub.
I would love to own nightclubs.
And you're not paying your staff.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'd love all
and they're
that.
Like, that little fuck still owes me $200. And you're like, I'll get you the money. No, listen, I understand how you feel. I'll get you the money. When? You will get the money. And then you just drive away in a Porsche.
Yeah.
And never come back.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It is uncanny, though. Like, Bobby, how do we know it isn't Umberto Smala sat here with us just moonlighting as Rid Richardson to get on the British stand-up circuit?
I think Umberto's like 88 years old and probably got a way bigger rep than me. And
well, that's what I meant when I said, you could... we did actually say you could be older.
There's probably Italian expats in England who would pay to watch Umberto Smala, who've watched one episode of this and gone, nah, fuck that. He's not the real guy.
Yeah.
I don't even know how old this guy is.
Well, he's 72. It's a good age.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't expect a Red Richardson lookalike.
Right. What year are we doing this year, Bobby?
72.
Week. Fucking hell. What year? Where are we going this week?
Where are we going?
Yeah.
We're going to Funtown.
Okay.
No, we're going to a great year.
Mm-hmm.
1962.
Okay. 1962.
We haven't been there yet. We've been to 63.
Yeah.
But 62 has quite a bit to offer.
What was going on in 62?
Okay, well, First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy
mm-hmm.
took television viewers on a tour of the White House.
Yeah.
Which had never happened before.
Yeah. They made a film about that, didn't they, or something?
No, the film was about it right after her husband died.
Different topic.
They didn't make a film about the time she took people on a tour of the White House.
Think, why are you making this one?
What about when her husband got shot in the fucking head?
Yeah, at the end of the film, she goes, oh, thanks for coming to go on. And they go, well, hope to see, I think next year's going to be an even better year. And then she just looks down the camera and that's the end of the film.
Yeah, see you in Dallas, Jackie.
God.
It would be a boring movie.
Yeah.
It would just be her being like, hey, guys, here's the Oval Office. That's where Marilyn Monroe got fucked.
I swear there's a doc about it, I'm sure. But anyway.
There could be.
Jody, when I'm pondering, that means start Googling it.
so that in a couple minutes he can be deflated completely.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's good they didn't do the... It'd be weird if she did the tour the next year.
Yeah, everyone just didn't.
This is where he used to sleep.
Didn't mention it.
This is... yeah, this is where we'd sit and watch TV together. This is where we played with the kids. It was really nice.
It's weird that Trump and Jackie Kennedy have lived in the same house.
Yeah.
Like a lady seen as the most dignified person. And then just Mr. McDonald's. The golden arches of a human being.
I think McDonald's, though, in 62 probably had a better reputation. It was new and on the up. People yeah, like, what is yeah, this? Yeah. Eating McDonald's in 62 would have maybe been cool.
I honestly think now is probably the best time to eat it. I think they had their heyday like 20 years ago when they're just dumping garbage in. But they got a lot of like heat, didn't they?
People realized, wait a second.
This isn't chicken. This isn't anything.
The supersize me guy.
Yeah. Like, surely laws have been brought in. You'd like to think, anyway.
Yeah. The food is, it's good food.
Jody?
I can't see a documentary about the making of the tour.
Why would they make a documentary about one time somebody walked around the White House with a camera? That happens all
the
time.
I'll have to do it.
There's a 50th anniversary YouTube video presentation special celebrating, I think, the tour. But I don't think they might have covered it in other documentaries briefly.
No, I think there's a whole one about it.
Oh, my Googling attempts are not on form today.
No, I have quite a few problems like this in the podcast. Films about Jackie Kennedy.
Yeah, obviously you're going to find the film about her the week after her husband died, you know, and her planning his funeral and creating his legacy. That's the movie.
Oh, yeah. Found it already, instantly. It's a film called Jackie.
What's it about?
It's about Jacqueline, wife of John F. Kennedy, takes viewers on an action-packed, riveting tour.
That's a lie. You're just lying now.
So there we go. Facts discovered. Don't need to Google them yourself at home. Just trust the process.
What a boring fucking movie you've discovered.
Right, go on then.
She's just taking that'd be a great twist, though. She's taking viewers on the tour of the White House and just walks in, and her husband's just fucking three hookers.
Yeah.
Ah, okay, we're going to shut that door.
Door.
And Bobby's just waiting in the bathroom so he can have his turn.
Yeah, someone's just being tortured next door.
Yeah.
God, and so that, she just took them on a tour and was like,
but it was on TV, it was a big deal. It's like, nobody ever seen like video of inside the White House
which
before.
Is weird, but then it's not weird, because if I was the king of a land, I wouldn't want the peasants to know what my castle looked like.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go, I'd go, it's kind of crap in there. You know.
But you're just trying to present an image of we're just regular folk.
Yeah. I wouldn't tell them about the hot tub or any of the stuff that was in there. Because, you know, then they go, well, we want that.
Yeah.
The White House looks crap, though. So does Downing Street. Sure. You think the prize for getting into power should be way more.
Yeah, Downing Street is, like, small.
Mm.
They don't even give you much space.
You think, actually, to be president, what should happen is whoever wins doesn't have to do the job. And then you get to stay in a cool place.
Yeah.
And the other guy has to do the job. And you get to stay in, like, Neverland or, you know, whatever.
It is weird. I wonder if they... Does every... Like, the White House and Downing Street, they live where they work.
Yeah.
Is every world leader like that? Does every world leader...
No, not Putin. Have you seen his house?
No, he doesn't...
Billion pounds.
He doesn't live at the office.
No. He lives in like this giant, it's the most disgusting, ugly thing I've ever seen, but it's like massive. So he lives there. And we'll probably sleep in a bunker.
Yeah.
And in a mask. The Downing Street's pokey as hell.
Yeah.
It doesn't look fun at all. And the White House just looks boring. And there's massive windows, so you don't even see what you're doing all the time.
Yeah.
You think you get a better place. I'm sure, like, you know, if you're an African king, probably got a pretty good palace. You really want to be a leader in a non-democracy, I think.
A dictator's the way to go.
Yeah, basically. We've been here before, but there's no point unless you can tell the, you know, unless the people have shut their mouths when you tell them to, you know? Otherwise, people like going, Rishi, publish your tax return. He's like, I'm going to do it at Christmas. Whereas if you're Putin, you go, what did you just say? And, you know, they find your head 3,000 miles from your feet. And you, yeah. Zero criticism.
It's quite a stretch, though, to have your head 3,000 miles from your feet. That's
They would make a point, wouldn't they?
It's not good.
No.
Okay. In 1962, Project Mercury happened. And well aboard...
so that was it? You're just going to say Jackie showed everyone around that White House? There was no other thing.
What?
That was the bit. She showed people around the White House.
Yeah.
And nothing else happened.
What do you want to happen?
I don't know. I just thought maybe there was an interesting thing that happened.
Maybe they should make a film about it.
Oh, Jody, coming in hard on the third mic. Good point, actually. Sorry, everyone. Carry on, Bobby.
I was just stuck. Cut that out. Insolence.
Okay, go on.
No, I don't want to know.
No, okay. Fine.
We'll just sit here.
I'll guess. What else happened in 1962?
No, don't guess.
Brazil won the World Cup. Garrincha, who was also nicknamed Little Bird, he was born with polio, so his legs were bow-legged, and they said he'd never walk. Guess what? Becomes one of the greatest footballers of all time. Pelé was ruthlessly kicked out of the World Cup, injured, missed the final, missed the last three games, I believe, but Garrincha triumphed for Brazil, and they won their second World Cup.
I just checked. Yeah? You finally got something right.
I did. I was just filling in because you...
You should do a World Cup podcast.
You decided to protest and sit out of the...
Well, if my research is insulted, you don't get my research.
Well, then I had to jump in.
How many more facts do you have?
Oh, quite a few.
No, well, don't jump to them yet. They're on my list.
In 62, Jackie Kennedy agreed to do a program where she showed people around the White House.
That's a different day. That would actually, that if it happened on February 14th, there's probably a lot of planning. That would have been in 1961. That's outside the purview of this year.
Go on, keep going.
I'm being judged.
Yeah, let's go.
I feel like I'm on stage. When you're on stage, you've had this happen, and someone says, just go.
Carry on. Yeah, I've had
carry
it.
Carry on. How do you react to carry on?
I don't like it at all.
What do you do when someone tells you to carry on?
You carry on.
Exactly. You carry on. But don't carry on. I'll carry on.
Okay.
In 1962, while aboard Friendship 7, John Glenn becomes the first American to orbit the Earth three times.
Project Mercury.
The ship is Friendship 7. The project is Project Mercury.
Okay. And so he orbits the Earth three times.
Yeah.
Nice.
For the first time fucking ever.
Thing is, though, that's finding out nothing new, because once you've done it once, you go, great. But then let's go on to the next thing, because three times is just the same as once.
Yeah, I'd go once.
Three times, yeah.
I feel like going around once is more impressive than three times.
Yeah.
Because it also implies, going around the world once is hard.
Yeah, but also you're discovering nothing new. It's like someone going, we're going to be the first people to fly to the moon and back 100 times. You go, well, it doesn't really matter now. We've found, you know, we've been there. So it doesn't matter how many times you do that.
He was a cool fucking guy.
Okay.
Before joining the NASA, he was a fighter pilot in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
In the Chinese Civil War and the Korean War. I don't exactly know why he was fighting in the Chinese Civil War. Just like, he just put like makeup on and was like, yeah, guys, I'd like to kill some of you. I guess there was somebody, America was involved.
Well, yeah, because it would have been communists versus non-communists.
Yeah, it was from 45 to 49. But then he shot down three planes and was awarded 6 Distinguished Flying Crosses, 18 Air Medals. So he's a good pilot. And then they're like, hey, you're really good at flying fighter jets. How about we strap you to a rocket and you go to space?
Yeah, I think once you've avoided death so many times, you should probably relax a bit. It's when people get medals for bravery, you often think, how do people see you do that? You know, there must be such chaos.
Yeah, yeah. Whenever it's like a guy saved like one person and then killed another guy, it's like...
Well, yeah, if everything's, you know, like if you're in especially like planes shooting each other down, how are you going to see? It's not like it's a football match where it's being filmed and watched by loads of people.
But I guess it suits the country who's giving the medal.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Because they get a hero out of it. So one guy says it happened. They're like, oh, I guess it happened.
Decorated war hero.
Yeah. I'd love to be a decorated war hero. being a soldier is just like, oh, you're a soldier.
Imagine if, like, your family just knew. They were like if you came back and you were like, yeah, I saved 1,000 people and did this, this, and how. It was just like, this just isn't him. You know what I mean? Like, he's full of shit. And she could tell in your eyes when you went out to get the awards and stuff like that. And you're like, I'm a war hero.
So I'm a war hero. Everyone loves me. But but my wife stops loving me because she knows it's
you're
a lie.
And you're missing a leg. And she's like, Bobby, I know you're full of shit. And you can just tell by the way you're telling the stories that you're lying.
But what about my missing leg?
That's
and
not bad.
The real story is like, I just tripped and had a cut.
Yeah.
And then fell into a latrine and it got infected and I got like
you were trying to
fecal
flee.
Gangrene and they had to cut off the leg because I fell in the latrine. But then I just said I saved a bunch of people.
Yeah, yeah.
Then the guy resigned from NASA in 64, which is sad. You know, you'd think, stick with it, buddy. But then became a senator for 24 years. I feel like if you've been to war, going to politics is so weird because you just have those quiet moments where you remember the life leaving others' eyes.
Yeah.
And then you're like, yeah, that sounds great. And then you switch back into office. Yeah, I'd love to. We should sign that bill.
Mm-mm. Well, any life, I think, after the war, you know?
Yeah.
That's the thing is you just had all these people of a certain age, all these men who had PTSD. The bars back then must have been a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
Just like, that's my song.
Yeah.
And you just get your face punched in by someone who's having flashbacks. Because I know a guy, and one of this guy I used to play football with, he got bottled and cut with a... So the guy smashed a bottle in his head and then sliced his cheek. From a guy who'd just gotten back from Iraq. He'd been in Iraq or something. He ended up getting off because they were like, oh, it's PTSD. It's like, yeah. Surely most acts of violence or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
most acts of violence are probably... But if you have the war thing, people really care.
Yeah. And they go, well, look, you know... Because they're on like 22 grand. It's fucking insane.
Yeah.
You should get like 100 grand to go to Iraq.
Would you sign up for 100 grand a year?
No. But like half a mil.
They just go to the poorest people though and they're like, do you want to get out of here?
Yeah.
Like, nothing could be worse than here. Actually, it could be a lot worse.
You get treated so, and then people just shout at you, get you up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I was talking to a guy in the audience the other day, and I said, oh, what do you do? He wasn't really laughing much, and I just wanted to, which is very unusual for me. Mm-hmm. And I said, what do you do? And he's like, I was a soldier for 30 years. And I said, oh, that's crazy. You've seen some shit. He said, oh, yeah. And I was like, what was it like? And then he was like, well, they always say that joining the British Army is a great way to travel and see the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
And kill people. You just said it like that. Yeah. You're like, okay.
Yeah. I think the great way to travel the world is Thompson's Holidays.
Yeah. If we ever get them as a sponsor, that's a great way. You know, some people travel the world by killing thousands. Another way to travel the world without having blood on your hands that won't wash off is Thompson's Holidays.
But you know those adverts where it's like someone in like a swamp in Vietnam and they've got like camouflage on their face. It's like you live, you learn, you breathe. And it's like in another, can you go, or you could just go to Vietnam with your mates, you know?
Yeah. But he actually, this guy made the first supersonic transcontinental flight also.
Yeah.
Which is quite cool.
That's good.
That's a fast plane.
Mm-hmm.
You know what supersonic means?
Yeah.
What?
It's when you go really fast. And it's almost as fast as, it's supersonic, isn't it? It's sonic speed. Why? Do you know what it is?
Yeah, of course I know what it is.
Go on, explain it then.
Would you go faster than the speed of sound?
Yeah, that's what I said. Sonic.
You didn't. You said sonic.
You just thought sonic was a hedgehog, didn't you?
No, yeah, I knew it's faster than the speed of sound.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's going to go really fast. I didn't specify what it's faster than.
What's faster, the speed of light or the speed of sound?
Speed of light, obviously.
What's faster, the speed of water or the speed of sound?
Speed of sound, obviously.
What's faster, a duck or a baby?
A duck.
A duck walking or a baby walking?
Depends which baby.
Okay.
Well, if it's a fat baby.
A one-legged fox or a chimpanzee?
That wouldn't be able to stand upright.
It could drag itself with one leg.
With one leg. No,
yeah.
It can...
What would it do with it then? It's not really a leg then, if it can't do any good.
Starve to death and die.
you wouldn't feed it. You'd just let it die.
No. Well, what's the point? It's just going to sit there, and you're just prolonging its agony. I'd put it.
It's not necessarily an agony. You could
I'd get a shovel. I'd say, "Kids, come watch this. This is one of the realities of life." And then I'd stove it to death. No. But I wouldn't
cut to Red's first child. Oh, it's a beautiful baby. What's on its hand? Oh, it just happens sometimes genetic malformed. He only has four fingers. Oh, does anyone have a shovel? Like Jesus,
Spartan way. No, but what would you do with a one-legged fox? You just feed it forever until it's...
pet it?
It would die of a heart attack because it can't move. And so you just feed it until it was so fat and its arteries were clogged.
But you could get it kind of like a motorized wheelchair.
Too much budget, mate. You know, we got people coming back from war that need that more than the fox.
I don't know. I just feel like there's something you could do for it.
Mm.
I'm picturing like one leg. I think you could move a little with, if you got it wheels with the one leg, it could propel itself with the wheels.
Well, this is a good show. Bobby finds animals with one leg and we see what you can do with them. We come back in 2 weeks. We give you a slight heart attack. We give you only a few things. We give you a few planks of wood, some gaffer tape. We've got to come back and see what you've done.
What can you do with a one-legged fox? Yeah. You can fuck it. Yeah. Okay, wait, what?
That's it. That's all you can do.
So... this is the beginning of 1962. A Cuban military tribunal convicted 1,179 Bay of Pigs attackers. So you know what the Bay of Pigs is.
Mm-hmm.
So, for anyone who doesn't, give a bit of a back story, okay? So what happened in the Bay of Pigs was 1,400 Cuban exiles with some CIA agents launched... a botched invasion of the Bay of Pigs on the south coast of Cuba. So they just got fucking beaten.
Yeah.
You know, they did not have a chance. CIA-financed and trained group of Cuban refugees lands in Cuba attempts to topple the communist government of Fidel Castro. Though many of Kennedy's military advisors indicated that an amphibious assault on Cuba by a group of lightly armed exiles had little chance for success, he gave a go-ahead for the attack. So they were all like, listen, a few people with guns approaching Cuba in a boat is not going to fucking work. So 1,200 of them, as if 1,200 people is going to topple the Cuban army.
Yeah.
They just had American weapons, some American landing crafts. They land ashore. The hope was that the exile force would serve as a rallying point for Cubans, the Cuban citizenry, who then rise up and overthrow Castro's government. But it's like, the citizenry was not as bothered as they thought they were. So the plan immediately fell apart. When the landing force met unexpectedly rapid counterattacks from Castro's military, the tiny Cuban Air Force sank most of the exiles' supply ships. The U.S. refrained from providing necessary air support, and the expected uprising never happened. Over 100 of the attackers were killed and more than 1,100 captured.
Mm-hmm.
So they just completely fucked it.
Why didn't they? It's weird. Yeah, why didn't he send more in? He just sort of thought...
because he didn't want to send U.S. troops in. Yeah, they wanted to train up Cuban exiles.
I'm shocked America never went and just did it. But I suppose what they backed by Russia.
Well, because of what happened later in the year, probably. So Castro used the attack by what he called Yankee imperialists to solidify his power in Cuba. So it had the opposite effect.
Yeah.
It's like...
but then he gets to go, oh, I can start killing people and...
yeah. And then he requested additional Soviet military aid. And eventually that aid included missiles and the construction of missile bases in Cuba, which sparked the Cuban Missile Crisis, which we'll get to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like that was the beginning. That was in 61. And then they just, all the guys who tried to do it, they just went to prison, you know? And they're just like...
So America just ditched all these people that they've been involved and they're just...
yeah. And then by the end of the year, Cuba released the 1,113 participants in the Bay of Pigs invasion to the U.S. So they gave them back to the States in exchange for food worth $53 million.
That's a lot of food.
Yeah.
You think that would go
that's
off.
That's like $250 million now.
53 million Deliveroo vouchers.
Yeah.
Can't have been much cheese or milk in there. You'd think that'd be a lot of hard pasta.
Yeah, probably pasta, canned goods.
Grain, canned goods, pickled stuff. Tuna, yeah. Imagine sending like just £50 million worth of dairy products and going, you might want to eat that in the next 3 days because it's going to go off.
Everybody, yogurt for all. Government.
Yeah. So what they sent their frog men, which is what they're called, isn't it?
Yeah.
The frog men. I know that yeah, obviously Russia put their missiles and stuff in there, but it's like, it is amazing that Cuba survived, or more importantly, Fidel Castro survived for that long, being a tiny island off of America.
Yeah.
And being communist.
Yeah, right underneath it.
I bet he had quite a few sleepless nights.
I don't know. I feel like that guy did not have anxiety.
Well, he was a mass murderer as well. Let's not mess around here. Anyone who stays in charge of a country for what? When did he died? Is he dead yet? His son's in charge now, isn't he?
No, it was his brother. I'm not sure who's in charge.
I think his son's like the figurehead. Castro's dead because I remember Cubans were celebrating in the streets of Miami.
Yeah, not too long ago, though. 2016.
Yeah. And so loads of sort of middle class, like Western faux socialists and communists in this country all sort of hold him up as this guy. But it's usually sort of like white uni kids who smoke weed. But actually, he killed loads of people, and anyone who opposed what he wanted to do would be murdered. And like people can become professional sportsmen there. So Cuba had, like, they have the best boxers. Cuban boxers are incredible, completely dominate the Olympics. There was a guy called Mario Kindelen who won like 3 Olympics in a row, and he beat Amir Khan when he got his silver. And so there's like years of just wasted talent in boxing.
And they just wouldn't let
them. They don't let them turn pro because it's a communist country. Oh. And so it's like all these sort of like rich kids from Hampstead Heath from this country will be like, yeah, fucking Fidel Castro is so cool. And you're like, you're an idiot and a moron. And you know what I mean? It's just sort of, why do you think there's never been an election?
Free the
there?
Boxers, Cuba.
Free the boxers. But also, I'm sorry, if you're so confident of your position in charge, and you think the people love you, then hold a general election. Anywhere that doesn't hold a general election is evil.
Communism is evil. You heard it here first.
I just think any system that you don't let people have a choice in voting for is evil.
What about a tribe with a chief?
Well, then you
think
be able
Native
to
American
chief.
Tribes are evil.
No, someone would kill the chief if they didn't like him. And that could happen once every 4 years. You're allowed to go kill the chief. The chief would go, who wants to kill me? Thought not. No, but you know, you could go and invade it and kill the chief. But Castro obviously had such a tight grip on all of it because it's a tiny island and he would murder anyone who disagreed. But, you know, like you look at the Cubans in Miami, so like Jorge Masvidal is a UFC fighter. And he was like super pro-Trump because where he's from, any mention of communism is so terrifying.
Yeah.
That all you have to do is go, Biden's a commie, and they go, no fucking way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
and
how,
there's a lot of Cubans
for Trump. That was how
Trump
won.
Yeah,
a lot of Cuban, why he won Florida was because...
Yeah, they're so terrified. But you look at, like, so the hammer and sickle is banned in, like, what is my, like 4 countries that all used to be communist because they go, no, this symbol is like a fucking, just all I think of is oppression when I see it. Yeah. And murder. And £50 million of fucking rotting cheese. Nice one, guys.
Did you know,
mm-hmm.
in 1962,
mm-hmm.
the first Walmart store opened in Rogers, Arkansas?
Okay.
Have you ever been to a
I've
Walmart?
I've never been. I didn't think we even have them here.
It's like Primark.
Yeah, okay. You can buy guns there, though, can't you?
Well, in some.
Really?
Yeah.
How much is a gun from Walmart?
Well, it depends what gun you want to buy.
I want an AR-15.
An AR-15 can range from anywhere to $500 to $2,000.
That's not bad. That's reasonable. So can you just buy that in Walmart then?
They've raised the age. Since all the mass shooting, they've raised the age that they're selling.
It's 15 now, is it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, 21. They're like, listen, we don't want any school shootings.
Liberals. Yeah, okay, 21.
But I'm sure they'll roll it back again.
Yeah.
Once the
unbelievable. And there's been about... Unfortunately, there's probably going to be... It's weird when you sort of talk about this and you go, well... This will come out next week, this podcast. We might make a joke, but you go, but it happens every fucking day. So you can't really, like, when is it too soon? It's always too soon, isn't it?
So the Walton family, that's the Walmart people.
Yeah.
They're like the original Amazon, you know? Mm-hmm. So Walmart employs 2.2 million people around the world. Mm-hmm. That means if every Walmart employee were to move to the same location, the result would be the size of Iceland.
Okay.
The country.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you know Walmart has its own Walmart Museum?
What's in that?
Coincidentally, it's actually just a Walmart.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just buy things.
Yeah, so it's not really a museum, though.
No, it's a... Admission is free, but it's just a Walmart.
Do you get Walmart in Canada?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
People love
Walmart. I didn't know until yesterday that Pamela Anderson is from Canada.
She's our best export.
She is, actually. Yeah, she's from Canada, and guess where she lives? Vancouver Island, which is home to the sea wolves that I've talked about on this podcast before. Great spot.
Walmart once operated the world's largest private satellite network. In 1987, they successfully completed their $24 million private satellite network. It was meant to provide a connection between every single store that the company owned with their own headquarters in Bentonville. Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, they were really, like, leading edge, mm-hmm. and then they just became really white trash.
Mm-hmm.
Largest Walmart? Guess where it is.
Texas.
New York. What?
I was going to go to Texas as well, actually, for some reason. They got loads of space, I was guessing.
What? What? But that's where you'd have picked. Yeah, I thought you said you personally were going to go to Texas.
I'd like to go to Texas, yeah.
You not been?
I've not been to Texas, no.
Mm, you'd have to watch out for the sun there, Jody.
I would, yeah.
It would beat down upon you with no mercy. Got any more Walmart facts? Fucking hell.
Yeah, I do.
If you're listening to this, I suggest you take a cold shower after, because the excitement, you might have a stroke or a heart attack. I'm sure pulses are racing during this episode.
Walmart CEO started in the company as a teenager unloading trucks.
And okay, so he's risen up through the ranks.
And now he's the CEO.
Social mobility. This is the thing. All the Amazon workers striking. Teachers striking.
You could
rise up.
Yeah, that's
this
what
isn't
not
communist
seeing.
Cuba.
That's what
you're allowed to be a boxer. You're allowed to win.
That's what they're not seeing.
Yeah.
Yes, we pay you terribly now.
Do you think they occasionally let someone like this do this? And actually, he's got no power. He's still on $8 an hour. But they occasionally let someone like this do this. So we feed the lie that you can just become the guy from the bottom. And how do you end up? You can start going, oh, you know, but I load the trucks, but maybe I could, you know, drive the truck. And then the guy goes, I saw you were driving the truck. Maybe you should be CEO.
Well, there's probably some steps in between that. Stacking shelves.
I don't think from, like,
managing a Walmart.
Manage, and then, like, say, you manage the factory that makes the stuff. And I don't think, you know what I mean? Like, you then allowed to, Bezos or something in Amazon will go, let's give this guy a senior role somewhere else.
Did you know that Walmart CEO received a Presidential Medal of Freedom?
Yeah.
In 1992, George H.W. Bush gave Sam Walton the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Nice. And now the Waltons don't run it anymore. Because they
still own Walmart.
The guy at the bottom.
They don't. They still. They're not. Maybe not the CEO, but they still have their claws in it.
Yeah. Okay. Nice.
But in that same year, Sam Walton died shortly after receiving the recognition.
Mm-hmm.
This unfortunate event led to the decline in sales and stock price following the founder's death. Still, Walmart Inc. managed to rebound in 1993 when it introduced its in-house brand, Great Value. I don't know why you're laughing, Jody. To the people in America, Great Value is a known exciting brand.
You get, well, the Americans listening to this were whooping and hollering.
You've had Coca-Cola?
Yeah.
Have you ever had Great Value Cola?
I haven't.
It's cheaper.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
It's like everything that you know, but then they make their own version. It's a bit cheaper.
There's about 3 million podcasts in the world, I think, and most of them are bad. I'd say at this point in time.
Opening a new Walmart affects smaller businesses in the neighborhood.
Jody, you're going to have to take a fucking pair
of garden
shears to this episode.
University
seriously.
Professor Kenneth Stone conducted a study that showed how small towns lose half of their retail trade with the arrival of a new Walmart.
But you're just there's nothing interesting
another
about
another study found in other stores decreased right after the introduction of a Walmart in a location where it's entirely new.
No one wants to hear this.
This is an anti-story story. The story is the facts, and it's up to the people to write their own story. I just gave you a fact about how every time a Walmart moves into a town, half of the business is closed. Well, there's a story for you.
Ah, so a they crush
guy
the small businesses,
has a shoe store.
Yep.
And he's a cobbler.
Mm.
He cobbles shoes. He cuts keys.
Yeah.
He knows everyone in town, but then Walmart comes in.
Yeah, and they're like, you can buy an AR-15 for $500.
And we also do cobbling, but they're cheaper than he is.
Yeah, of course. So probably not as good as him, though.
Probably not, but you know what?
Mm.
I don't really know if a cobbler is a good cobbler. I've never even got a pair of shoes fixed, have you?
Never. I don't know. We're part of the generation that wouldn't. It's weird, isn't it, that you would get your shoes fixed?
Yeah.
You go, why? There's rappers who only wear shoes once.
I need to throw
them out.
I'd love to be friends with one of those guys.
Why? What, you just hang outside the house? Not even friends, just neighbors.
Hey, are you going to wear those shoes? No, okay.
Every week on bin day, you get six new like Air Force Ones or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So they move from town to town.
In 2005, Walmart revealed plans on reducing its impact on the environment.
Has anyone made a movie about Walmart? Because I think it'll be up there with the Jackie Kennedy show.
Walmart switched to using oil to heat an entire store as part of its environmental efforts.
Mm-hmm.
They decided they're going to heat their store with oil.
I'm surprised no small businessman has gone down to Walmart, bought one of the cheapest AR-15s and shot one of the Waltons.
that would be a twist.
Yeah, well, it would. But it'd be kind of, you know, you go, well, I can see why.
In 2016, Walmart expanded into e-commerce by acquiring Jet.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's Jet.com?
I can't know everything.
Someone listening might have like a quiz on Walmart tomorrow. Otherwise, I apologize to anyone listening or watching right now.
In 2017, Walmart started offering apparel.
So what happens when content over quality just it becomes...
Walmart has over 150 distribution centers. I got obsessed with these Walmart facts.
Yeah, cool. You got anything else?
They were really interesting to me.
62.
Each Walmart distribution center supports 90 to 100 stores within a 150-mile radius. Walmart did not hire its first chief customer officer until July 2018.
Is this on Wikipedia?
This is a Walmart website.
Oh, my God. Stop.
I thought it was interesting.
Okay. Well, I think we've done it. Is there anything else from 62?
Most employees of Walmart have had their genitals mutilated in an employee training seminar.
Doesn't surprise me.
Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, because apparently...
I actually envy them at this point.
Apparently, when they get into Walmart... They get into Walmart, right?
Mm.
And then part of it is they don't want them working at like rival retailers.
Or having sexual thoughts because they've got to be thinking about Walmart.
Yeah, so they use a hot poker and they brand their genitals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that every time they touch their own genitals, they remember Walmart and where they work. Good That's job. A more interesting one.
And then they can't have families or kids or anything, so they're just dedicated
they gotta to Walmart. No, they got to stay focused.
At all time. Good business model.
Walmart ritually sacrifices it's 5% worst employees every year.
And do you know Muhammad Atta, one of the 9/11 hijackers?
He was a greeter at Walmart.
Yeah, and he was wearing a Walmart T-shirt when he flew into one of the towers.
That doesn't sound true. But what what does sound true is another fun Walmart fact I found.
For fuck's sake, yeah.
Walmart is the first store to ever allow people to have sex in the beds of the store.
Oh, they sell beds there. When you were younger, did you used to run into those shops and roll across the bed and run out?
Yeah, but what I'd do is I'd roll over the couples that they allow to fuck in the store. So they just thought, well, the store's a bit quiet, so what if we have more people?
Someone must have done that before. I saw someone put up a video on Twitter yesterday of this guy on the train, and it was like he's literally filming himself on the train. He's like, just a normal day on the train in Scotland, and he lifts his phone up, behind him, there's a man going down on a woman. And she sees him looking at them and she goes, mind your own fucking business. It was so grim. It was so unbelievably grim. At what point is life just, that's fine? You know, go, this is acceptable behavior.
Well, they should have went to Walmart, where not only would they be encouraged, they would get a 5% discount on a mattress. You fuck in the store, you're going to discount mattress.
Okay, so should we move on from Walmart now?
Well, I would, but I have a couple other exciting facts I've found on...
We've just lost all of our listeners.
Alternate news website.
Mm-hmm.
Walmart was the first... store to allow children to pose naked in their ads. Now, a lot of people got really angry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They said they were inspired by like Greek art and they just wanted like to show everyone that like Walmart has been around for so long.
Since 1962, apparently.
But they wanted to give off this image that they'd been around for so long that, like, when they started, naked kids were cool. Just like that was what they were going for. But what happened was 8 employees went to prison for production of child pornography.
Did Walmart support them while they're in jail?
Well, Walmart actually owned the prison they were in.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, they went into prisons now.
And yeah, okay, nice.
Yeah. They have a work release.
Was it a plastic jail?
No, it was a real jail. The Waltons would visit often, and there were rumors that they abused prisoners.
Interesting.
So those are my Walmart facts.
Has there been a bit of show made about Walmart? Because that was crazy.
Walmart.
Okay, let's go now. Let's go on to something else. That was fun.
Did you know Walmart was actually the first store?
You know, this is like being around a child who's read a book. You know what I mean? We know when kids got facts, they just don't stop.
No, I'm just giving a book. It's like when
it's 62. There's so much. We've got Cuban Missile Crisis. Why the fuck are we talking about Walmart? There's so much more than this. What else has happened then? What have we done? Someone went around the earth 3 times.
The Rolling Stones make their debut.
The what?
This popular band, the Rolling Stones. Have you not heard of them?
No, I haven't. Who's in the band?
Mick Jagger? I don't know who that guy is. He's the singer.
Mick Jagger. Okay, they sound good, Bobby.
No, they have some Wild Horsey song.
Wild Horsey.
Keith Richards.
Yeah, Keith Richards. Yeah, he's a great, great guitarist, that man.
And Ronnie Wode. Those were the founding members.
Yeah, and what did they do in the 62?
They made their debut at London's Marquee Club, opening for Long John Baldry.
Wonder what happened to Long John Baldry. I'd be the guy who goes, the Stones used to open for me. Has he got a blue page? I've never heard of him. He might be a really famous musician.
Well, yeah, he lived in Camden from the late 70s until his death in 2005. So he left England, went to Canada.
He had his funeral at a Walmart.
And he did some voiceover work.
Oh, nice.
And went into, like, cartoons.
And he thought, the Stones used to open for me.
He was Dr. Ivo Robotnik in Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh!
It all comes around.
It always does, doesn't it? That's brilliant. Good for you. And he was there at the Rolling Stones' first gig. That's quite the tale.
I don't know if it was their first gig.
Mm-hmm.
They made their debut at London's Marquee Club.
Well, debut suggests...
Their
the
debut
first
at
one.
That. Oh, I thought it was just maybe their first gig at that club.
No, I think it must mean.
Ever. Oh, that's important.
Yeah. I used to live in Twickenham, and there was a thing called Eel Island, I think it's called. But it was this tiny little stretch of land, like literally like 50 meters. And Eel Pike Island, they used to have all the bands there. And so like Eric Clapton, Jimi Hendrix, and everyone played there. And you just think, God, that must have been such an amazing scene back in the day that you could just go and watch these legends just play there. And they'd like play there all the time, regularly. You know?
Now I feel like great bands don't necessarily play a ton of live gigs before. You know, they'll just be like, we got a good sound, let's make an album.
We're out of the loop.
Yeah, but I don't
think there is one. I don't think there's a scene. It's not like, oh, we could go watch the new Beatles at the thing. I don't think there is that.
No, it's so fragmented.
But
now.
Also, we're not making great guitar music now. It's all sort of kind of...
Yeah, rock music's dead. The Rolling Stones, though, they started a lot of stuff.
They did.
I love that story you told me about Mick Jagger's wedding.
What, about how he got a secret... Yeah, and so when they got divorced, Mick Jagger got married, but got married in Bali. And everyone was like, oh, that's so romantic. But actually, it was like, so when they went to get divorced, she was like, well, you give me this much money. He's like, nah, it's not actually official. And so she had no clue. Very, very well played to keep his money. I think she's still got like 25 million. They lived in Richmond, and he built a path for her down to the river so she wouldn't have to walk through the town.
I get that.
Nice.
Did she get to keep the path when they divorced?
Yeah, I think she kept the house. She kept like a lot of stuff and got like 25 mil. But, you know, she had enough stuff to not have to marry Rupert Murdoch. But for some reason still did. I think they're getting divorced as well. We talked about that, didn't we?
That's sad.
Like 90. It's like, just stay with him till he dies.
Yeah. So in 1962, UK Prime Minister Harold Macmillan, who I fucking hate.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard about Macmillan, right?
Why'd you hate him?
You don't know what he did. I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
He dismissed 1/3 of his cabinet in what was called the Night of the Long Knives.
Hitler did the Night of the Long Knives.
No, Macmillan did the Night of the Long Knives.
Okay. But yeah, Hitler did it as well, and they called it that, when he actually killed people. He killed anyone who might be a dissident.
Well, they called it that because it was associated with the 1934 Night of the Long Knives in Nazi Germany.
Yes, okay, cool.
So, this is kind of unrelatable, but there was a reshuffle happening against a backdrop of declining conservative popularity in Britain. Can you imagine that? The Conservative Party not being popular?
Mm-hmm.
Can you fathom that for a second? That could happen.
But it seems like they're never popular, but always in charge. So it makes no sense to me.
It was because of our voting system.
Mm.
Set up particularly to keep the two major powers, parties in power.
Would you like a communist government, Jody?
Yeah. I found that, I didn't realise, I thought it was just my great uncle and great aunt, but my grandmother and grandfather were communists.
Mm.
So yeah, it's in my blood.
Like forever, like for their whole lives.
Yeah, I believe so.
Where did they live?
Cricklewood.
Did they ever think of moving to Cuba or Venezuela or North Korea?
Unfortunately, I wish they had.
Russia? Did they think about that? Soviet Union?
My great aunt was Russian. Yeah,
because there's a lot of options for these people to go live there. Anyway, carry on, Bobby.
Would you say that to people with other ideas, like, oh, we'd like more immigration? Well, why don't you just go back to where you came from? Is that what you'd say?
I would not say that. What I'd say is, if you want to live under a fascist regime, go move there, because there's plenty of options.
That was it.
Mm.
It was just a fact.
About the Rolling Stones?
The Night of the Long Knives.
Oh, the Night of the Long Knives. Well, yeah, so he fired all his cabinet ministers.
Yeah.
And so what, is that it, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Okay, well, that's nice stuff. Brilliant. What else happened?
Well, I mean... There is some other stuff that happened, but we're almost at the end of the episode, so we've kind of missed it because of all the exciting, you know, there's too much excitement. We can't really get into it because we don't have time now, but Marilyn Monroe died and there's a Cuban Missile Crisis.
Oh my God, we listened to 20 minutes of shit on fucking Walmart. Marilyn Monroe died and there's a Cuban Missile Crisis.
Was she killed? Was it a suicide?
We'll never know because we couldn't even talk about it because you were listing facts about a retail shop.
Did you know?
Huh?
Walmart plans to be the first store to open on Mars. They've said that publicly.
This has been the Year Is Podcast. Be back with us next week. And I'm very sorry. Thank you.
Thank you to our super genius patrons, Christopher, Matthew, Spencer. We love you. And thank you to Red. And thank you to me.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
That was another episode of The Year Is. Thank you very much for listening. Please like and subscribe. Leave us a review. It all helps. I'd like to thank our producer, Jody. And also I'd like to thank Josh Weller for our intro music and song. It's very catchy. It's very nice. I'm sure you'll enjoy it at the beginning. So big thanks to Josh Weller. He's on Instagram at Josh Weller. Josh Weller. Follow him and keep spreading the word of The Year Is. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.